The 50th anniversary of Stonewall got me wondering what it was like to be gay in Lansing at that time, decades before same-sex marriages or pride parades. So I spoke with a man at a place he tells me was a gathering spot for Lansing gays in 1969. It's a rainy lunch hour in Lansing, and I've stopped into Stober's Bar on Michigan Avenue to talk with Don Savolainen. Don is 74 now, so at the time of the Stonewall riots, he was a 24-year-old MSU student who had served in the U.S. Navy. He tells me that for gay men back then, Rudy Stober's Bar was the place to meet people. This day was his first time back in decades.
It was a very tight accommodation. I think the fire marshal had it listed at 90 people in the front of this bar. And then the back, of course, was pool players, gay, straight, whatever. The front was very, very crowded, particularly on weekends. People arrived at 9 o'clock in the evening and didn't leave until 2:30 in the morning.
Lansing, Savolainen explains, wasn't known as a place where the authorities bothered people like the patrons of Stober's.
I don't recall any type of harassment or abuse at that time at all, mainly because of the way society was evolving.
Did police ever hassle you or your friends?
No, never. Never.
Or anywhere in the city?
Not among my acquaintances, they were never hassled or... If there was a type of harassment, it usually came from fellow students at MSU, that sort of thing.
That atmosphere, Savolainen says, made Stober's a place where he and others felt at ease. He adds that the clientele here responded to each other, including newcomers, courteously.
You got to meet a total mix of the Lansing area, you know, MSU students, and business community, just regular working people, factory people. I never felt uneasy about coming here after the initial entry. The initial entry was difficult, as it always is. It was a good place to have friendships. And you could be yourself, talk about yourself, and yeah.
Don says lesbians at the time had their own gathering place called the Long Branch, but he doesn't remember what part of town it was in. Savolainen claims he was never closeted. At one time, he spent 36 years with a woman he had met working at the Coral Gables in East Lansing, and they were married for 16 years. He tells me he never kept secrets from her. Later in life, he partnered with a man who passed away not long ago. Before leaving Stober's, I asked him what the 74-year-old Don would say to the 24-year-old Don if he could go back in time.
Have faith, have courage in yourself, have resolve in particular, develop yourself, and become what you want to become. And really, that's all it takes anyway for anyone.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.